Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ryan Hayes with the Access Radio Live, hosted with Blog Talk Radio. Today, I have my guest will be Nick Gwizdowski, two-time national champion, D1 national champion from NC State. Nick, how you doing today?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you?
I am doing great, man. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll get right down to it. My first question is just basically going to ask you, how did you get started in wrestling?
I started in first grade. My neighbors, which were like really good friends of ours, they wrestled. They were our age. And I just kind of got into it, and I had some early success on like the local circuit. I enjoyed doing it. So.
I got you. Now, what high school did you go to? Where are you from, and what high school did you go to?
I'm from upstate New York, near Albany, Schenectady area. I went to Duanesburg High School, a small school, about 30 minutes west of Albany, in New York.
Gotcha. What are your high school accolades?
I placed at states three times, and I won states my junior and senior year at 215 both years.
What do you find the most challenging about this sport, wrestling?
What I find most challenging, probably the probably like the physical aspect and training your body, and also having the just having your mind in a place where you're ready to be in battles with people and that kind of stuff. Because a lot of times you'd be in great shape and stuff, but if you're not mentally prepared, you could lose focus and that kind of stuff and end up, you know, going downhill and losing.
Prior to competition, especially something like the national finals, what makes you nervous before a match?
I've grown out of the nervousness. Just the weight. Just like you're ready to go. You're excited. You know you're prepared, and just a lot of like, you know, you're anxious and you're ready to go. So I just. That's kind of my thing. I just really want to go when it gets probably within that like 30-minute time zone, like that time period, like the 30 minutes before you're gonna wrestle. That I'm really like ready to go. I'm my mind's where it needs to be, and I just want to be on the mat and the whistle blow and get after it. That's what I'm excited for. Not a little bit of nervousness when you think about it a lot, but. Inside that little time zone, you know, it's all, so everything's a go and you're just ready.
Gotcha. How do you prepare for the upcoming season? Where does the preparation start?
For next year?
Yes.
I'm already, you know, wrestling again, and I'm back training for the U.S. Open. And the world team trials. So I'd say, you know, never really stops. Take a couple of weeks off, like, you know, maybe 1 or 2 weeks. But I'm yet to go back and study film, but there's some things I'm still working on, and I know I need to get better on. So I've been doing that kind of stuff. So I guess the preparation never really ends. It's just more of a continuous thing, so.
What are one or two things that you do currently in your training that are keys to your success?
Can you repeat that one?
What is one or two things do you do currently that have been keys that are keys to your success?
Probably the two biggest things I like to like watch a lot of wrestling and like. It doesn't even have to be like guys I'm going to wrestle myself. I just like watching it and like breaking down the motions and the movements and what successful guys are doing and just how to like recognize things when you're actually in a match and you're wrestling and recognizing positions and knowing how to execute in the positions as well as this year I kind of started doing a little bit more in the weight room and speed and agility stuff on the side of what we normally do. And I think that's made a big difference. So, combination of those two things, I think, you know, a little bit more than the average person probably does. But I think to be at a high level, you have to do those things. So.
What is your biggest challenge, and how do you manage this challenge?
My biggest challenge?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. I don't know if it's a challenge or just part of the process. It's a process to get to the top, and there's things you need to go through. And like everything, there's different parts of the process that you don't always like the most. But the whole thing's a challenge because it's long and it takes a lot out of you, and it's a lot of different emotions and that kind of stuff. But overall, I wouldn't say a specific challenge, but being able to endure the process and go through the process and stay the course the entire time. I don't know if challenge is the right word, but it's an important part, and it takes a lot to complete that, complete the whole thing.
Although you are a two-time national champion, is there anything in the sport that you feel like you need to work on that you still lack it?
I think once you... If you're really set on like being the best, I think you're always finding ways that you can better yourself and that kind of stuff. So yeah, I can get a little better on top wrestling. There's one match I didn't collect riding time, and I was in the finals. That would have made a big difference. Other than that, I'd say even on my feet, you know, get a little better finishes. There's been times I've gotten in on legs on this year and not been able to finish. And to be the best in the country and the best in the world, you have to be able to not only get to the legs but be able to finish on very high level guys. So can't have any wasted opportunities like that. And those are things I think about now when I'm practicing. And I'm working on it. It takes time, like everything else, but the work is being done.
I understand. As a heavyweight, I know a lot of them don't, but did you have to cut a significant amount of weight this season?
No, I weigh like 255, 260, no problem.
Yeah, I kind of saw you look kind of smaller than the other ones. What's your diet like? What do you eat, pre and post competition?
My diet's pretty consistent year round. I don't change anything too much, and I usually have a post competition. I'll eat whatever I want, but probably morning of. If we're at a place where I can get like a continental breakfast, so I have like a normal breakfast. I've always kind of ate pretty average. I don't. There's nothing really. I'll really go out of my way to have. I'll eat till I'm full, not till I'm stuffed, but just average stuff. I'm not too big on my diet, that kind of stuff. So, but I cover a good amount of food groups, and I put good stuff into my body.
In this sport, and wrestling is a tough sport, what would be your ultimate goal? What is, you're a two-time national champion. Where do you want to go from there?
I think while I'm in college, I'd love to win a third championship. That the only one other guy has done at heavyweight. I think that'd be pretty special. As well as continue to wrestle and make an Olympic team, more than Olympic teams, and win medals at that level. That's something I'm in the course. I'm competing in those tournaments, the U.S. Open at the World Team Trials and that kind of stuff. And I'd like to make that transition when I'm done in the college level, or even this year, next year, make the national team and make the world team. So those kind of things.
I understand. I'm going to have to digress a little bit and go back to, you transferred from Brigham College or University to NC State. What brought about that transfer?
I went to Binghamton my freshman year. I committed to wrestle there out of high school to wrestle for Pat Popliz. That's where he was, and he's the current head coach. So after a year there, he he got offered a job here at NC State, and after he accepted it, I spoke with him a little bit and spoke to some other people in my inner circle, and he only got 4 years to wrestling and accomplish, you know, your goals at the collegiate level. And for myself, it was kind of one of the, I had a good year with him, and, I figured if they come down here, have, you know, same coaches plus a few better coaches, and I'll be around more resources, and those resources make a big difference in your training and where you're able to compete in the off season and the people that support the program and that kind of stuff. So overall, it was a tough decision when I made the decision, but it's made the biggest of differences. So that's what brought me here.
I got you. Prior to your first national championship, what match or what happened in, you know, in your career that kind of led to that breakthrough of, you know what, I can win this thing?
In college, I would probably say, that's a good question. A lot of matches I've been in that were, that were close, and I was like, that I've lost. And I was like, I'm really close to getting to the top. But I'd say probably after my redshirt year, my sophomore year, I wrestled the World Team Trials in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and that's first on match I beat Tony Nelson 10-0. That was one of the 10-point tag titles. I beat 10-0, and like after that, I was like, hey, this dude just won the last two, NCAAs, and I shut him out. So, I was excited about that. I knew I could do it. He's done it twice, and the way I beat him, I was like, I definitely can do this. But then, I suffered some setbacks, and you move along and keep getting better and learning more as you go along. So, I'd say that was probably the match that really did it for me, though.
I got you. I got you. Is there any motto that you live your life by, like something that someone's told you that, you kind of take into everyday competition and practice?
Nah, I don't think so. There's a couple different things I think about, but nothing that, I don't repeat something in my head. I don't have something like that or anything. I before my matches, I put my mind in the same spot normally and ready to go. So,
you just mentioned you were talking about some tough matches that you've had throughout your college wrestling career. Can you name the toughest opponent that you've wrestled to date?
The best wrestler I wrestled. Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be. It could be in the world competition or collegiate competition. Who gave you
the
your
best
match?
I don't know if it's my toughest, but the best beating I ever took was from Big Z, Alan Gilgaya from Oklahoma State a couple years back. We wrestled them at Oklahoma State. He did me pretty well. I think it was a second period tag fall. So,
wow.
That was probably I was a freshman. I was junior year, senior year. That was probably I took a good beating that time.
When you took that loss, what did you learn from that?
I couldn't really tell you. That was a while back. I just think he was a grown man. I was 19 years old, and you catch those beatings in your life, and you just don't want them to happen again, I guess. There wasn't something specific I took from it because I didn't have an opportunity to really do much. I really just got a bunch of moves done to me. So
I understand. In the 2015 NCAA tournament, it was the first year that they implemented replay and matches. What did you think about that?
It definitely plays a role in the matches. I didn't have to use it, thankfully. It does make a big difference to matches if people use it, and I don't know, I feel like it still needs to be changed a little bit because a lot of times the calls aren't overturned because refs don't want to overturn their own calls, and that's what I think a lot of people think about it. But that's myself, unless it's, you know, the match is going to decide like the clock's out and we have to challenge a call. I have a pretty positive outlook in matches, and it's just like, all right, well, if, you know, I know going into the match I'm not going to get every call I want. So like it's kind of something I prepare for, and if it happens, I'm like, oh well, I gotta keep wrestling and then come back from it. So I don't bank on using replays and that kind of stuff.
Right. There's been many discussions I've had with this sport, and I want to ask you a question because I want to know what you think about it. What do you think about riding time? Do you think that it should be done away with? Or not, because the argument is that it encourages a lot of stalling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind it. I think the people that get rid of it and are always like trashing it, you know, it's like you know, when you wrestle, you probably like riding time. Like I like it. Right now, I don't think it. I think it adds a little different aspect to the sport. And what's the ultimate goal of a wrestling match? The goal of a wrestling match is to pin someone. So if you get on top of them and work and tire them out and work pinning combinations, I think you should be rewarded for that in some way. And a little more motivation to get out from bottom. Because, you know, if they're in the right time, what's going to stop me if I'm up 3 points from hiding out on bottom the whole time and making myself look active, but really not really trying at all? It could probably use some changing. I'm not sure quite how, but I don't know. I still like top wrestling. I think it's a pretty technical aspect of wrestling, and it adds a different dimension to different wrestlers and their strengths and weaknesses. But I think if you get rid of the riding time, I think it kind of pushes people away from really training on top and that kind of stuff. So.
I got you. One of the biggest talks of the 2015 tournament was about your dark horse teammate, Kevin Jack. What can you say about his wrestling in that tournament?
A man just came to wrestle, and nothing really stopped him. He had nothing to lose, so he just wrestled really hard, and he's skilled and he's talented, and he wanted to accomplish something. I think once he, I don't know if he really knew what he could accomplish going in, but once he got started, you know, that happens to him. You know, you win a big match and you get some confidence behind you, and you're like, wow, that wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. And, you know, you find out maybe you're a little better than you thought you were, and if that happens to him, I don't know exactly what clicked with him, but you know, something special happened, and he shocked a lot of people. Was I surprised? I was a little bit surprised, but not jaw drop. I see him at the end of the year, like he beat some good guys. So, you know, that was exciting. It was definitely a motivator for me too, knowing my teammate was doing as good as he was. So that kind of puts me in a position where I gotta keep pace. I can't let him outdo me. So.
Right, I understand that. This is the point of the show where I just give the floor to you, and you tell people, you know, what you like to do, you know, off the wrestling mat, like just away from the mat. Like, what are the things that you'd like to do to have fun?
What do I like to do? I like pretty much everything that other people my age like. I like doing stuff outside. I'm from a small town, so I like get on, four wheelers or going out on the lake and going fishing or outdoor stuff. I like to travel also. I've traveled a lot in my life, going on vacation and traveling to different places around the country, around the state, and around the world. So traveling's definitely up there. Every summer I like to go somewhere I haven't been or I haven't been in a while. That kind of takes me out of my element a little bit. I learned some different stuff. And then, you know, when I go home from New York, I just like to be around my friends, my family. So I don't see them too much, but when I go home, I find time to get around them and enjoy that. So that's pretty much it. I'm not, you know, nothing too crazy, but like other things I enjoy that motivate me outside of just being in the wrestling room.
I understand. What is your major at NC State, and what led to you choosing that major?
My major is Parks, Recreation, Tourism with a focus in program management. And why I chose that, I'm not really sure. I just I saw it on a piece of paper, and I said, wow, this kind of looks good. I don't know. It wasn't really too much else that really interested me that I knew I could do well at. You know, I'm not. I have a pretty good GPA. I have above a 3.0 GPA, but you know, there's some subjects I struggle with, and I kind of want to stay away from the subjects.
Right. You know, I could see you probably like running like a Six Flags or something.
that'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I some roller coasters I do and some I don't, but, you know, another question. If somebody wanted to, like, follow your success and your career, what social media networks are you on, and what is the handle for those networks?
I am most active on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at NGWIZZ, NGWIZZZ. That is for Twitter. And Instagram is the same thing, but you put a B in front of it. So BNGWIZZZ. So I'm on both there, both public profiles. So.
I got you. And I do want to say I do appreciate you taking the pictures with the wrestlers that I coached at the NC State Open. They were pretty thrilled about that.
No problem. I enjoy doing stuff like that, so that's no problem for me.
I understand. Well, I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate you interviewing with me, and good luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, guys, that was Nick Gwizdowski, heavyweight from NC State. Gave us a little bit of time to talk about, you know, his life, you know, pre-wrestling and, you know, and you know, what he's done to be a successful wrestler that he is. I hope you guys got a lot out of this interview, and hopefully there'll be more to come with high-level athletes, not just in wrestling, but, you know, all collegiate sports. But that's going to do it for me. And thanks for tuning in to Access Radio Live.